walking out of the office and coming in.
Well, it's hard to say.
People talk about Cambodia as being perhaps the most difficult decision that you had to make.
Where that was made. Well, actually, I think my recollection is not clear. Yes, the final one I think was made here, and not a decision, but the final orders were given here in this office. Actually, the decision was made over the EOB when I was over there. My November 3rd speech, for example, 1969, I did a Camp David in the office up there. This office is not used so much for making decisions. This is a formal office. I receive people, I call them in. We have sometimes have discussion. But when I get here to this office, the decision has been made. I let people present views and that sort of thing. And when I want to have a really give and take discussion, I'll either pull into the EOB or I'll have to see if I can't date or something like that. But in this office, your comment here sort of declare this is basically the normal office. And decisions, I do not make decisions formally. I mean, I make them quietly, but after talks, and I'll have my management there sort of break it around and like just who would have to work. Like, for example, on the legislative matter today, Clark McGregor. Sign or not the campaigning bill in case it had certain provision we didn't want to, what would do it.
young congressman, and you met President.
Did I ever think I was going to be here in that? Oh, absolutely not. I am one of the few, believe me, if I guess there are a few, but believe me, I didn't have the slightest idea that I ever could be president when I was a congressman. And as a matter of fact, people have been, but I was really surprised when I was selected for vice president. I mean, in Chicago, I mean, it's true. No, I never had any illusions on that score. Or any bright young, well, I say any. I was assumed to be bright because I was very active as a congressman. Any bright young congressman has people come out and say, you are the president someday. They've said that to me and they've said it to hundreds of us. But I haven't ever seen any question of you.
You're the first president that said that you should be able to do that.
That's right.
In Congress. Yeah. Why did you win?
Because I felt that this office was really something not a place you could concentrate. This is an office to see people, and this was just to be formal. And you're concentrating. You've got to change gears. You've got to sit down in a place. But you see, I have to think. I don't mean extraordinary perspective, but where the important decisions are made, I make them, you know, and I point out, I delegate it, but I don't, as anybody who works with me will tell you, I know more about that than any staff does at the time I've been through. So I work hard, and I think hard, and I've got to do it alone. Now, you cannot be alone in this office, really. You really can't. This is no place to, you can make a quick decision like that, but if you're going to have to meditate, you should be away. Even the EOB isn't the best place. That's good, as you will see. Camp David is a little better. Sometimes I'll have to sit at night. Changing it is good. Changing gears over and over is good. My little robot in California is very good. And I'm on the floor. I have more rooms to work in present history. But it's because I find as I move around, it gives you a different viewpoint. You gotta stay on a rough.
Do you feel personally that you kind of hit a new stride in the last few months?